Werewolves abound! This is one of the best parts. Are the werewolves friends? Can they learn more about the werewolves from this old man? And will this resolve the problem enough for them to get into the Duke's Rebellion?
Alright, where we left off, you guys had fought off some werewolves. When the old man, who was definitely not a werewolf on the road, became a werewolf on the road.
Dun dun dun!
And got in between you guys. Not aggressively, but like pushing you guys apart.
We can come to an understanding.
Is he a wolf right now, talking to us like this?
What do you want from me? I'm not gonna do a wolf voice.
No. That's not why I'm asking.
He is talking to you.
Who told me that wolves couldn't talk? Who was that?
What?
Cormac knew two lies and a truth.
Oh, right. Was that one of my things? Where did I write that down?
Yeah, that they couldn't understand English. Or not English, or human language.
Oh, yes. My two lies and a truth are only hurt by silver, can't understand speech / anything, are not affected by the moon.
Yostroy looks at Cormac and goes, "All right, so next time I ask you for facts about the thing we are fighting, don't guess!"
I feel like you are the one who told me stories are the highest truth that can be. So I told you what I know from stories.
Stories are not... You cannot assume anything in a story is truth in this small scale. It's meant to have a moral... Anyways, okay, we will not kill your wolf friends. Unless he, like, looks around the group. Are we going to kill them? Are we going to kill them anyways, or do we not feel good about...
I mean, if they refuse to stop attacking innocent travelers and are going to prevent us from leaving, then...
Continue killing them.
I think, yes, we would, but if that's not the case, then not that.
They are only trying to get food. We have been ostracized from society and have no way to eat.
Yeah, it's not really helping. It's not really helping you to be ostracized from society when you continue to attack travelers, making you further ostracized from society. Do you understand how this works?
I do. That is why I did not attack you. I was going to get a ride with you to prevent them from attacking, but you said, "Beat it, old man."
I'm sorry. There are so many things wrong with what you just said. We will start with number one. You turned into a wolf! Eat rabbits! There's deer! We're in a forest! It's made of food for wolves!
But I am not always a wolf, and sometimes I would like a vegetable soup.
Fair. I crave vegetable soup. Sometimes.
There are four of you, not 400! Anyways, it does not matter. Second thing, so...
There are not just four of us. There are many more. This is what you call a scouting party.
It seems like it's what you call a murder party. They try to murder us. Don't try to diminish that. Also, do you just get to decide who lives and dies arbitrarily? Like, oh, this wagon seems nice, they don't die?
Well, I try to dissuade everyone, but this is a more complicated situation than... Hold up. This is a really hard conversation to have as a wolf.
He turns back into a frail old man.
So how about this? Why attack travelers? You say you're trying to get food. If there's so many of you, go make your own society somewhere else. If there's enough of you that you need to feed, go build a society elsewhere. Like, make your own community. If you say you're true, if you're ostracized from other communities.
Easier said than done. Good farmland is taken up by the dukes. Also, not all of us are farmers.
What are you besides farmers? Are you like, maybe you should be a farmer? Maybe just stick with that until...
I mean, I used to be a cobbler.
Okay, then some of you that used to be farmers, be farmers. The rest, like you said, you used to be a cobbler, be a cobbler. Go make you can make a society. Like, that's how society functions, is you have different people that do different jobs. Why does your job have to be here attacking people? Because that's what's getting you attacked right now.
I mean, this is our home. I have lived...
Specifically this forest, or like the like city that you used to live in and now you're living outside of?
The city I used to live in.
Okay, hang on. I need to ask a question. How logistically does it work you turning in and out of a wolf?
Like, what do you mean? Like, it is very energy inefficient and consumes lots of what I've coined the term calories. This is like nourishment you get from food for energy.
No, no. Why? You said you were ostracized. Does that mean there are times when you must be a wolfman? Like a
Yes, it is hard to control, especially at the beginning and when we get angry.
Ah, got you. Okay, so let me explain something to you, right? I feel bad for you. Oh, you tried to save our lives, kind of, which is kind of sketchy because it means you're not saving some people's lives. But, so let's say we go back and we say, we stop the monsters, yay, and then you keep attacking people. Other people are going to come and murder you. Like, you cannot, this is, we're telling you, you have to stop or you will be murdered, either by us or by people like us that are less nice than us. Well, eventually, someone with less ethics is going to show up.
I know that, but there is two problems with just stopping. One, we need food. I know rabbits, like, yes, there's rabbits and deers, but the local ecosystem has, like, problems with it, and if we hunt too many deer, then they won't come back, and the other problem is there's a rival gang, which is usually the one attacking the carts.
A rival gang of werewolves?
I mean, when we were all turned into these hideous monsters, we didn't all be like, well, we're best friends now. Some of us are what they call dicks.
I was assuming some of you would be sharks and some of you would be jets, but you know, it's fine.
This joke's ahead of its time.
There is another group that is all for raiding and killing.
So are you. You tried to raid and kill us. Don't. Come on.
They did. Like, they're teenagers. You look at them and they're like all teenagers being like scolded by the old man.
I do what I can.
You should be ostracized from society. Yeah, actually, I don't want to be that. But yeah, you can't live with people because... Yeah, not every teenager raids wagons just as, like, a thing. Like, oh, rambunctious.
Because they're hungry? Have you never stolen food because you're hungry?
Yeah, I stole food. I didn't kill a wagon of people. There's a difference.
Where do you think the stories come from? Those are the wagons we raid and leave everyone alive.
They were biting us! I got bit! Kind of hard!
You did light them on fire first.
No. Oh, I said, do not attack us or we will kill you. They attacked us. They did. That's not true. I did not light them on fire first. I issued a warning, which they ignored. So, yeah, I support burning them at this point.
Yeah, I don't really know why you're trying to get the moral high ground here, when it's pretty clear that, you're still attacking people.
Yeah.
There are solutions to fix this.
It's attack people. Did you know the city is under siege?
We did. We've seen this.
Yeah, so, okay. So let me get this straight. You're hungry. I get that. It sucks to be hungry. It's never fun to need food and you can't get it. But people in the city are also starving. That's why they need the food that gets to the city. And you're stopping the food to get to the city, so now you're getting fed, but now they're hungry. Can you see how this is like a catch-22? Like you're trying to feed yourself, but you're then starving other people who then want to fight back and get their food back.
Yes, I see that. It sucks. Yes, I get that.
I have a very... So, okay, let me see if I can break down the issues that we have. You are hungry, and for some part of the youth of your life, you crave bloodshed and battle and glory. Apparently half of you just do that no matter what, because that's like the other gang or whatever, right?
Yes.
Okay, so here is where you need a better story than I raid wagons. The city is under siege by people that no one likes. Go attack them. Just that, like as much as you want. No one will stop you other than them.
Make you. Man, this is the plan. The system having like roles just like doesn't. It's like you just succeed if you get one success, and I'm like, that seems too easy at times. You know what I'm saying?
Is one success always a success according to the rules?
according to the rules, one success is always a success. Roll me persuasion, and it's going to be two successes because homebrewing, or convinced rather. And we will get rid of all these checks. So you get an extra die because it's your first time rolling convinced today, Nostroy.
Yup. Oh, Hozak, you're not going to be happy with this.
What'd you get?
Well, it is almost three successes, but it's not. It's two successes.
Do we still need 15s or no?
No.
Okay.
No, that's fine. No, that's I just didn't want it to be one success, because one success feels trivial for just, like, I convince him, he does what I say. That is something I had not considered, which I know sounds dumb since I can turn into a giant wolf, but I forget that I can, like, that I'm that we are strong now. Do you understand what I mean? You know, like,
I think we get that. You know, sometimes you just get, like, dog brain.
Exactly. Like, we were thinking, like, as, like, oh, we're a group of, like, a small group of humans. We can't take out an army.
Dog brain! Sorry, I'm just really stuck on dog brain. It feels really mean. It sounds like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where what's-his-name has donkey brain. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, all right. These werewolves now just all need to have New Zealand accents and say that they're werewolves, not swearwolves.
Oh my gosh. Ugh.
So something I was wondering, and you may not even have the answer to this, how did you become werewolves? How did that happen?
Yes, that's something I'm interested too.
Well, from what we were able to piece together, because it was a little... None of us know exactly what happened, but we were all near the town hall on the night that it exploded in green flame that bellowed from its depths, and we believe that the explosion itself was magical in nature, transforming us into these hideous beasts.
Yostroy looks at his hands and thinks about all the time he's created magical explosions and just goes, I don't think it. I think there's more to it than that. I really hope there is more to it than that.
I mean, people have told us about the town hall thing, right?
Sure. He's been around for a week. I'm sure you guys are doing...
Something's definitely up there. That's not... I think it's more than just your magic, Nostroy.
You mean I can't turn people into werewolves?
I think there'd be quite a lot of evidence, if you could.
We could try. People will have heard of you.
I'm Cormac the Werewolf. You may have heard of me.
Are you a werewolf too?
No, just a joke.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Ha ha. Really funny, joking about someone being turned into a werewolf and ostracized from society.
Anyway,
for forever.
What do you say about heading down to the bog lurchers?
I mean, yeah, like, that seems like a good plan to deal with us, but you still need to deal with Thrasher.
I think we can convince Thrasher to do the exact same thing.
I don't know, like, Thrasher just likes destroying things and, like...
Does Thrasher have thumbs?
I mean, yes... That's
we'll see how he feels after we break thumbs.
Okay, I mean, yeah, that is an option, I guess, but...
Yeah?
Peaceful resolution. Okay, I mean, that's the way you can go, I guess.
Are you good? So wait, what if we say that you're, like, way tougher than him and he has to prove himself by killing the bog lurchers better than you?
I think he'll just kill me.
This seems like all W's in my... This is a ledger of W's.
Nostroy!
They tried to kill us!
I feel like we've come to an understanding now.
I feel like they tried to kill us, and we just keep turning a blind eye to that when people do that to us, but whatever!
I am sorry that we did such a thing. We will... What would you like to say we're sorry? We have, like, nothing... Would you like me to go get you a deer carcass? We have those in spades.
I think, why don't we part ways?
And when I say spades, I mean, like, the expression, not actual spades. We have nothing.
Why don't we part ways? You head down to the bog lurchers. get out your bloodlust there if you need to. And we've got some food to send you on your way as a little parting gift. Well, he rummages around in the wagon.
We appreciate it, and we will deal with the bog lurchers. Well, deal with, like, steal food from him and attack some, I guess.
Here's some fresh bread for ya.
Thank you. He starts nibbling on it. It has been so long since I've had fresh bread. Usually everything that's being sent is stale. Or vegetables, and it's good vegetable soup, but you know, without a nice loaf of bread...
It's not the same, is it?
It really isn't, you know?
Gotta have a hearty hunk of something.
Quite the gourmet for starving!
I wasn't always a peasant werewolf in the middle of a forest.
What were ya?
A cobbler?
A cobbler.
Oh, right.
Told us he was a just because the job is not exciting to you because it doesn't involve swords, I mean, he told us he was a cobbler.
I mean, getting the perfect fit on a shoe, brought me joy.
Well, you know, cobblers can be famous too. There's that one story about the little men in the shoe, you know.
People don't live in shoes. That story is very disrespectful to cobblers everywhere.
Wait, why?
Because we put shoes on feet, and we don't build houses. That's carpenters. You're just praising a carpenter who made a house that looked like a shoe.
I mean, the mechanics of it have to be different, right? I mean, just because you both use nails doesn't make it the same.
To make a shoe that big, it would be carpentry, not leather working.
Even if you were using leather. Sorry, this is a tangent.
Please.
We can toast our bread and carry on our way to find...
Keep insulting my profession, saying we're carpenters. We make giant shoes. It's not how this works.
No, the men were little. The shoes were normal size, as far as I know.
This is a different story than the one I know of, but it sounds equally dumb.
See, I thought that you worked with, like, gnomes. Do you still work with them?
You know, I'm beginning to think I want to attack you guys. I should not have stopped the werewolves.
We could take the bread back.
Why don't we just carry on our way? Good to meet you. Have fun with the Boglers.
Would you like me to tell you where to find Thrasher and his gang?
Yes, why don't you do that?
They're in the Jardin Dios.
Jardin Dios.
Oh, the Jardin Dios.
The Jardin Dios.
That's that magic place, right? We should say what that is.
No, it's the no magic place.
It's the no magic place.
Okay, is that in the city?
No, it's outside.
No, it's outside the city. Oh, Mandy, okay. Do you want to describe the landscape there again?
Yeah, it's like, if you've ever been, I think it's Colorado, but they've got the Garden of the Gods, where it's just like big rock sculptures, like natural rock sculptures. It's that kind of a place that... in our world was used for training exercises, and what is it? The legend is that there's no magic use there, and there actually is not.
Right.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, magic, like, just doesn't work there.
Would that mean that they couldn't turn into werewolves?
Oh, that's a good spot, then.
Oh, hang on. Wait, I'm thinking about this now, because, okay, it's not actually natural created. It was created by a magic war. That's why magic cancels out there.
Okay.
That's what it is. Okay. But that's a good question, Cody. I don't know.
I have not followed them in there. I was not invited for my peace-loving ways.
Got it. Well, nice meeting ya.
Well, I mean, it was something, I guess, but cheers. Thanks for the bread.
He hobbles away with the other now-human werewolves.
So, based on where we are, is that area near us, or is it, like, a difficult journey away from us?
I think let me look at the map that Caitlin so handily drew. It is... Caitlin, you didn't put a compass on this.
It's north is north. Like, it's facing with north as the top.
Okay.
Why didn't you draw it upside down, Caitlin? Come on.
Well, I didn't know if north was...
I usually make southeast up, you know?
So it's... You guys were going northwest out of the city. See, here's the thing, though. Like, no, this map isn't oriented right, because you have... Like, the bay is to the south, isn't it?
No, it's to the west.
Is it?
Yes.
Has it always been that way?
Yes.
Never imagined
that's
it
why
that
I
way.
Did that that way.
Never imagined.
Yeah, I always thought it was to the west.
Thought it was like to the west and to the south, like the southwest.
I mean, the coastline goes down, but...
Yeah, I thought the siege was more like the eastern side of the city, not the south. West, apparently. South. That's where you put it. Anyway, it's to the north. East, you guys were headed, you guys were headed northwest.
Okay.
So it is a bit of a journey out of the way, so you guys would have time to make camp and rest before continuing on.
All right.
So you guys travel for a few more hours and then make camp to rest in this evening. Is there anything, would you guys like to talk at all?
I think we're good.
You guys should talk about what your plan is. Okay.
So
or unless you're just walking straight in and then we'll do it live.
I was going.
Oh, sorry.
So I guess the plan here will be to convince, was his name Thrasher?
I think so.
Convince Thrasher to also attack the bog lurchers or, I guess, like, cut the head off the snake, right?
I mean, I think that's definitely one route to go. The only thing that I am thinking is I'm wondering if it's going to be hard to, you know, if, like, these two groups that don't get together very well or do not like each other, you know, I don't know if they're going to, oh, look, we're both going after the bog lurchers and then just end up, like, attacking each other or going back to doing what they were doing. So I'm wondering, okay, this is going to be, I don't know what you guys are going to think about this. What if we suggest to Thrasher that he, him and his group have, like, a special mission to take out fake Alina, like, when she's hunting?
I think I like this plan a lot. I'm very in favor of this.
You know, I think we definitely say, like, look, if you want to eat well, the bog lurchers are somebody, are like the group that you are going to want to talk to, or not talk to, sorry, the group that you're going to want to attack. But, you know, the
challenge mode.
Yeah, the crown jewel here literally is going to be going after fake Alina, and I assume she has some guards or something that are, like, following her, so...
Probably very tasty, very well fed.
Exactly.
You know? Just a delicacy.
I'm liking this plan, yeah.
I don't know... Okay, so first of all, I want to congratulate you for a plan where we are put in no danger. Great idea. Secondly, it is pretty ice cold that we are hiring supernatural assassins. I'm again in favor of this. These are the edges that we need.
I mean, you know, it is, I don't know how well it will work, but we want to get rid of her anyway, so why not put something else on the path to taking her out, or at least making some headway for us.
Right, we solve one problem one way or another.
What's that?
Well, we either take out werewolves who are attacking citizens, or we take out fake Alina, and that's a win, either way.
Oh, yes, exactly. I will say, I feel like probably there is a chance that, like, a display of force might be necessary, because this guy's like a, what's the word for someone who steals things, like a...
Brigand?
Like a raider, right? He's like a raider chief or whatever. You know, we're probably going to have to, like, I don't think nice words will convince him, so... Probably not me.
Prepare for a fight.
Because I look like a... and I can't do fire in there, apparently, right? So I'm...
All right.
About as useful as I can slap.
Oh, come on. Why don't you use your pretty storytelling words? Surely that will help
that
you.
That works really good when I can catch those words on fire. I will also probably get very ill, like extremely ill, as soon as we walk into there.
Wow, you are literally going into the worst place.
It's really bad. Yeah, like, I will probably not be able to breathe, right?
See, right here, this is why magic doesn't work. You have to rely on, like, your brawn and your steel. Magic is stupid.
Well, I have to rely on the, you know, half blessing, half curse of a creepy lady that lives in a house with a chicken leg. That makes more sense to me than using... a sword, kind of, if you think about it, you know, like, and it does require skill, because my stories make the fire look cooler, at least, you know. It looks cooler.
But then look at me. Like, I learned my magic at a very young age, yet I rarely use it. I only use it if I have to use it. Everything else is my axe.
See, exactly. You don't even need magic. You can just punch.
I can't, though. I really can't punch. I Nyostroy, like, gets up and, like, does, like, a fighting pose and punches Magdalena.
Please stop. You're embarrassing
but
me.
It's, like, really bad. It's just, like, squeaky. It's like his hand is, like, making little dink noises.
I am
on
getting
armor.
Secondhand dink, embarrassment dink. Watching you.
And right there, my arms are tired. That's it. That's all I got.
Or I feel like everyone has to use the skills that they have. And
no, if, I stole mine!
Right, well, now you have practiced with it, and I would consider it your own, right?
Kind of not really. It was given to me, and it can be taken back if I suck. And I didn't have to practice, like, at all. I just had to give up my ability to grow anything, ever.
Oh. Well, best to keep using it, then.
Well, I can't. I'll also be cold. I've never been cold in, like, I don't want to say how many years, but it's been a while since I've been cold.
Welcome to mortality.
Do you want to be cold?
No! It sucks. That's why I sold, I don't want to say my soul, but, you know, something to a witch in the house, chicken leg.
Just because you didn't want to be cold?
Have you ever been, like, really, like, about to die of cold?
Maybe not about to die, but there's blankets. Shawls.
I did not have a blanket or a shawl.
I mean, I grew up in Vestim in Navinyar. It is very cold there, so I don't really know the problem.
Were you dying? Yeah, but did you have... Okay, you know, now it feels a little bit insensitive. I also grew up in a very cold area. It's not like you have the corner on it being cold.
Were you on death's door and cried out in a moment of desperation because you were going to die?
Kind of, yeah. Oh, literally.
Okay.
Somewhat, yes. Like, not exactly that, but basically, yeah. Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, sort of. Now, in retrospect, you know. Right now that I'm realizing in, like, 5 minutes I'm going to be cold, sick, and unable to conjure fire, I'm like, not great, actually, but, you know.
Well, we'll make the visit quick.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go!
All right. So you guys go to sleep for the night.
Yostro is very scared about this, actually. He's now realizing what this means, and he's like, ooh, this will be real bad. Like, he's not in good shape without magic.
The rest of us can fight, right? Like, we can use swords and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I mean, assuming they let you take swords in, but...
I was just thinking of, like, physically, who's going to be doing what? I think we'll all be... It'll be an escort mission.
Nyostroy's going to be laying in the wagon, like...
Shivering.
Just, like, moaning and shivering.
Not shivering. He doesn't get cold.
I mean, he will in the place.
That's the point.
That's right. Oh, I got... Right, no magic.
We're going someplace where his magic doesn't work, so he's going to get cold.
I forgot. It's no magic.
He just starts taking everyone's cloaks and putting them on him.
Well, how cold is it out right now? Like, what season is it?
It's like fall, right? Yeah, I think it was fall when you guys got back.
I think we said something like that, yeah.
It's decently chilly, but it's also, like, near the ocean in the Mediterranean, so it's, like, probably, like, 70s. So not really chilly.
Okay.
I'm seeing what temperature's like. Yeah, so in the nighttime, it'll drop to, like, low 50s. Where so 50s, 60s. So
in the morning, it's probably around 60.
Yeah.
Okay, we head in.
So yeah, you guys make your preparations. You spend a night resting, except for Nostroy, who tosses and turns a lot, worried about what tomorrow brings.
It'll be like me, IRL, in Cody's basement. Always cold.
Freezing to death.
Do we need to set watches at all? Because, I mean, Stigrather would.
If you guys want for flavor, you can. I'm not going to be like, surprise, more werewolves, you idiots.
I said that just in case you were going to do that. Not that I was saying you were going to do that, but just in case. I've learned from other DMs to never like leave it open if you have a watch or not.
There's a certain point in D&D games where I'm like, there's some things that aren't fun, and it's being surprised at night because then you just sleep later and it means nothing. Anyway, though, you guys have a nice sleep. You set watches as you do. You make it through an uneventful night. You wake up in the morning and you pack off and head off to the No Magic Land.
Jardín Dios.
After a couple hours of traveling, you guys start to reach the border of where the Jardín Dios anti-magic field begins. It is not all at once that you lose your magic, but those of you that are attuned to magic can feel the ebb of your power as you go closer and closer to this nice rocky area. The ground transitions from lush forest to like grassland to like rock outcroppings with just like bushes around. And the more rocky it gets, the less connected you feel to your magic.
Yeah, Nyostro is just kind of groaning and laying down.
I feel different. Do you feel different, Sigurdr?
Yes, this will be an interesting experiment to see, because, I mean, while my runes are what contain the magic, like, it's kind of hard to explain because the magic comes from me, but it's then imbued in these runes in my tablet, so it'd be interesting to see, because I have a bunch prepared, right? That
right.
I put the magic in, and then I break, you've seen me do it, I break them, and then the magic comes out. It'll be interesting to see if the magic stays once we leave this place, or if it drained out. Be interesting to learn about how this place works.
Oh, without them being broken.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Story, or pulling the curtain back note, you guys are welcome to try doing magic stuff if you want, but there are costs to it. You know, like, it's hard to do. It's not like, I'm not just handcuffing you, say, absolutely no magic ever, but it might be harder, your dice rolls might be more difficult if you try to use magic for things.
Okay.
For those really wanting to use magic. So, you guys continue on. Nostroy feels worse and worse. And as you approach these more spiry areas, you see two werewolves step out. What do you want?
We are here to talk to Thrasher.
He didn't mention any humans coming here.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Who else were you expecting?
Honestly, no one. Because why would you want to mess with us? He flexes.
Oh, wow, you're very, very impressive.
Then why are you standing guard, then?
In case someone tried to attack us for who we are.
Right, can we be talking with that Thrasher now?
Make a convince roll, I okay. guess. You get an extra die. Roll your extra die. Do you have your extra die?
This would be wits and convince.
Yeah. I don't even know. I think it's resolve.
Resolve.
Like, you have done nothing witty to convince them. You guys have all just said, we want to talk to Thrasher.
Okay. Then plus my extra die?
Yeah.
So, question for you, Zach. Those of us that have taken up to the first level of damage in that last encounter, we get a bonus die on all risks. Not all rolls are risks, though, right?
I think all rolls are risks.
Okay.
So you get one extra die to that, Caitlin. Roll one more.
Yeah, I had six. Another one?
Yeah, you get one for it being the first time you've used convince, and since you're hurt, like you're like you have a bleeding wound.
Yeah, even though our like previous tears went away, that stays until we can heal it.
Okay.
Which in this case is helpful because it gives us an extra die.
And are we doing tens or 15s?
Tens.
Okay, that's gonna be really good. 1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
Whew. All right, so one will be used for them to let you in. What else would you like these to do? You can set up some things that you'd like.
I'll set up that they are impressed by us.
I'm going to say that's going to take two, since there's okay. two guards there. So, sure. like, for each of them to be, like, vaguely impressed with your gall to just be like, we demand a meeting.
Yeah, and, like, mechanically being impressed with us, I'm hoping would give us advantage on, like, convincing them of future things, right? Of convincing the group to do something.
Yeah, and they'll also be slower to act against you is how I'm going to treat it.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you guys do something more brash, they're not going to be, like, pushing you along to meet Thrasher, you know? Like,
sure.
They're going to be cordial.
And then one more. I'm going to say chatty. They're chatty about the nature of the Jardín Dios.
All right. Well, Jeremy, he seems pretty cool. They seem pretty cool. I told you, don't call me Jeremy. My name is Fang.
Oh, boy.
I'm Love sorry, Fang. Should we take him to Thrasher? I mean, the gall of these humans has fascinated me, and I think Thrasher would want to meet them themselves. All right.
My name's Jonathan. Follow me in. Let's go.
Hail and well met, Jonathan.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Cormac O'Rourke. You may have heard of me.
I haven't, but I'll definitely remember that. You seem like a nice guy, Cormac.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You seem like a lovely fellow yourself.
I know. I feel like I really came into my own when I turned into a wolf, you know? Like, I used to be, you wouldn't believe this, but like, when I'm not a wolf, I'm really scrawny and like, people pick on me all the time. But now that I'm a wolf, I'm like, yeah, I'm strong. You can't pick on me. Except Jeremy. Jeremy still, I told you, call me Fang.
Oh boy. Can we please move forward and talk to Thrasher?
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Come on, follow me. He's like a half a mile in, so we got plenty of time to talk. Don't you worry.
Okay, as long as we are moving.
Why would you stop something so beautiful?
So he starts leading you guys in. You know, and this is like rock pillar number 3. It's my favorite. It like the color gradient here is really nice. Also,
It is. No, tell me something, Jonathan.
Don't tell anyone, but if you lick it, it kind of tastes sweet. It's very interesting. I mean,
that is very interesting and sort of enticing. But I'm going to put that aside for a moment.
Are you sure? I mean, we're passing it right now, Cormac, and now's your chance.
Cormac goes and licks it.
As this person keeps talking, Yostroy sticks his head out from behind the wagon, like out from the wagon, vomits and just goes, ah! And then falls back down.
Do not worry, frail man. We will not eat you. You look like only bones, so we would just kill you instead.
Jonathan,
yeah?
I know this was only rumors, but I was kind of in the impression that the Ardindios, that magic didn't work here.
That's the crazy part. Like, it doesn't, so we can't change back and forth here. We're just stuck as giant wolf men. Isn't that great?
Oh, I see. So if you went out and changed into humans and then came back in here, you would stay stuck as humans.
Exactly. Though, I mean, we haven't really tested it extensively. We don't know the bounds of it, but, you know, that's what kind of happened the first time we were here. And then someone was in a wolf form and couldn't change out, so we just kind of assumed, you know?
Okay. And you prefer the wolf form?
I mean, yeah, no one can pick on me now. You couldn't even tell that I was a dweeb, right?
Definitely not. Definitely not.
See? Wolf form. Huh.
So, is there anything else we want to talk to them about?
I can describe more architecture of, or more features of this land. It's a beautiful...
Tell me which other pillars to lick.
Okay, don't tell anyone, ma'am, but the other pillar to lick is this pillar over here. It's the spicy one. Go and lick it. Guess what it tastes like.
I do not want to hazard the guess.
Are you going
to
lick it? Did you lick it? Come on.
I think I'll pass this time. Maybe next time.
Cormac?
Sigurdur, do it.
Come on, it'll be fun. I'll lick it with you.
We'll all do it.
Did Cormac lick the first one?
Oh yeah, he did.
It was sweet, Cormac.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, fine. I'll try it.
1, 2, 3.
It tastes sour.
Oh, that was a mean trick.
We call it the spicy one.
Oh, Nostroy, get over here.
What's happening?
Nostroy, you gotta taste this one. We gotta make a candy out of this.
Freaking Nostroy gets up and walks away. He just leaves. He's shaking and just like stumbling, like looks all fevery. Can't walk right. He's just like, I've got a meeting to attend. I'm sick of rocks. And just stumbles away from the wagon.
It's decently warm now, right? It's like, I mean, it's like 60s, right? We said
it's getting there. I would say it's getting to be mid 60s.
It's probably it's like cool mid 60s, but you have to remember, Nostroy is basically someone who's like almost always running a fever,
right?
So like,
I don't know how much this will help Nostroy, but here, take my coat.
Nostroy puts on he just like wraps it around his shoulders and just keeps hobbling, just tottering.
Get back in the wagon.
No, I don't want to.
Do you want Fang to grab him for us? He can just pick him up and carry him. It won't be a problem at all.
Can share some body heat.
Now just let him be stubborn.
Actually, having a wolf keep me warm does actually sound okay. If the, you know, I'm not gonna say no.
to that.
So Fang comes over, picks up. This is purely platonic. I have a boyfriend, other wolf. He gets kind of jealous. I just wanted to make that clear.
Put me down. Don't want to be. Now that you've said it, it's weird. Now that you've pointed out that someone's gonna be jealous, I don't want to be in the middle of this.
It's too late. He's already probably seen you.
He's gonna get killed by a jealous wolf. Cool.
Don't worry, you are our guest right now, and we won't let you die.
Good to hear.
Well, I mean, until Thrasher orders it, and then, you know, all bets are off, you know.
Got it.
You know, I'm a wolf of my word, you know, but I follow my leader, you know. He's probably going to tear your throats out, and it'll be fun to watch, you know. Good fun for everyone. Well, except for you guys, you'll be dead.
Right, yeah. Just, let's keep going on.
To be fair, if you're not the first one to get your throat turned ripped out, you'll get to enjoy the fun of your friends having their throats ripped out, right? Right? Positives.
Maybe let's focus on the things we have in common. Like licking sweet rocks or something.
And a spicy one that's not actually
and
spicy.
The sour one, yeah. I have to say, the sour one was maybe my favorite.
The sweet one, like, is my favorite, but, you know, I've always had a sweet tooth.
Please put me down. Nope, I'm walking. Put me down. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead than hear one more word.
My sweet tooth is actually this one, and he pulls, like, back, and, like, it's, like, a weirdly random tooth. So you guys are led through, a while through this rocky terrain. At this point, your guys' magic is, like, basically completely gone since you've been in, like, their fortress area. You can notice that there are some, like, impromptu huts and stuff, but the majority of what you guys see of them living is they kind of have, like, small little caves and alcoves they live in. So it's, like, less of a city and more of just, like, shelter they found in nature that is slowly being built up. You do notice that there are a lot of wagon wheels lying around. Like, they brought back all the wagons that they've raided. So as you make your way through here, as you're getting close, you notice some more guards around. And then from a distance, you see two wolves sparring. A normal-sized looking, or werewolves, rather. The normal-looking one, and then one that is probably double the size of all the other wolves you've seen. And you're like, that's Thrasher. You know, as they're grappling, and he picks up the other one and just slams him into the ground.
And then the fight's over, and a wolf three times the size comes in, and that's Thrasher.
No. And then a wolf a quarter the size of the smallest one comes in, and that's Thrasher. No, he looks over at you guys and goes, Jonathan, you've brought me some treats.
Well, I am a snack.
Yeah, we're ending on that.
Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Kestiel. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.